The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear audience of RIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagar.
One instance of Ali ibn Abi Talib salawatullah wasalamu alayhi showing that form of the example that we're looking for. This is how we need to be towards the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. And then based on what the Prophet says, be that way towards Ali ibn Abi Talib salamullahu alayhi. And based on what Ali ibn Abi Talib and the Prophet said, be that way towards Hassan ibn Ali, and then Hussein ibn Ali, and then Ali ibn al-Hussein, and then Muhammad ibn Ali, all the way until the Imam of our time, Ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu al-Sharif. Amir al-Mu'mineen salawatullah wa salamu alayhi, in the context of the conquest of Mecca, it seems this was, a letter was sent from Medina to notify the mushrikeen about the attack that the Holy Prophet is planning on Mecca after the Meccans broke the Treaty of Hudaybiyah. Hudaybiyah was a 10-year treaty and agreement. After 3 years, the mushrikeen broke that treaty. The Holy Prophet was told, they broke the treaty, you're going to not uphold your end. They are not trustworthy. They are people who have broken their pledges and their agreements. They do not abide by any rule. They're dangerous, and so you need to attack them. And this was said to be a mission that was supposed to be done in utmost secrecy, and the mushrikeen were not supposed to find out about this. A letter was sent with a female to go to Mecca and inform them. This female took that writing and rolled it up, somehow hid it in her hair. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi was notified by Jibra'il. Amir al-Mu'mineen, along with another companion of the Prophet, were sent, the two of them were sent to, and they were told who this person is. They were sent to go there, stop her, take the letter, and bring the letter back, and perhaps her as well. So she knew how dangerous this was, and that's why she had hid it in her hair. Amir al-Mu'mineen, along with the other companion, went. They stopped her, and they said, we need to search you. This is, I guess, maybe they said this is what we're looking for, or they said that you have this. She denied it, perhaps. Some of those details, I'm not sure if they're recorded, but normally you would have something like that happening, a conversation, perhaps. Anyhow, she denied it or didn't tell them, and they searched whatever she had. They searched whatever she had, and they couldn't find it. Obviously, it's in her hair. I don't know how far they went in terms of it's two males, two men, body search. How could they? When they searched everything, and remember, paper, back then there was no paper. Writing was done in a different way. They would write on leather. They would write on other things. So how small could that have been? And how well could she have hidden it? Anyhow, after searching everything, and perhaps reaching those limitations where they can't search any further, these two companions of the Prophet react in two different ways. One of them, the one other than Ali ibn Abi Talib, says, well, we couldn't find it. Maybe there was a mistake. Maybe there was a mistake. Who? The Prophet made a mistake? That thought right there, that's the problem. That is an issue. Ali ibn Abi Talib salawatullah wa salamuhu alayh took out his dhulfiqar, his sword, and he said, "I swear to God." This is an act of treason what she had done, okay? And she would have deserved death. Ali ibn Abi Talib knew that she's not strong enough to go for that. So anyhow, this is what he presented. He said, "I swear to God, I will take your life here. The Prophet said, you have this letter. You either give it to me or you're dead." And she saw she has no other choice. She gave it. No torture, no nothing. Just this firmness that stemmed from his firm belief. Not even slightly, maybe there's the slightest mistake, because this is very serious. He says, "I'm willing to take your life." If she is not a criminal that is betraying all these Muslimin, if she would have betrayed the Muslimin like that and caused the deaths of so many Muslimin, it would be on her. She deserves that death if she's committing that act of treason. If it's not that person though, you killed an innocent person. That's a very severe thing. Ali ibn Abi Talib is absolutely sure. Why? Did he see it with her? No. The Prophet said, there is zero doubt. He said, this person, we identified this person, she confessed, that is her. There's no way on earth this letter is not with her. If it was not going to be with her when we found her, the Prophet would have told me, "Ya Ali, when you get there, she might have dropped it. Ask her." No, you have it. The Prophet speaks, every word has a reason. وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. I am that certain that you had that letter. I am that certain you have it right now with you, and you are going to give it to me. Why? Because the Holy Prophet said, go get it. That means she had it, she has it. When you get there, she has. If I was not going to get there when she still carries it, the Prophet would have known, and he would have told me. He didn't. He didn't. This is the way Ali ibn Abi Talib sees the words of the Prophet. We are in need of this, brothers and sisters. We are in need of this understanding towards the Quran, first and foremost. Every little detail in the Quran is a revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no ifs or buts or maybe this or maybe this was for this time or that time. He would have mentioned it. If he didn't mention it, he knows everything all the way, not just to the last day of this world. He knows everything from the beginning to the end. هو الأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن وهو بكل شيء عليم. He is the creator of language, the creator of words, the creator of the Arabic language, the creator of all those words, phrases, sentences. He's the creator of the heavens and the earth and everything. Every word, letter, sentence, phrase, condition, qualifier, modifier, everything there is put there very precisely. Not one little bit more or one little bit less. If you read the verses, the understanding, we need to be as careful as we can to try to understand what is said. But not change it. Being careful with that is fine, but thinking that, well, this meaning, although the words are clear, but this meaning could not be intended. Why? Because we understand things this way. That can't be true. Well, you got to doubt your other understanding, brother or sister. Because this verse says what it says. If he wanted to imply a different meaning, convey a different meaning, he would have used different words. This is what he says. If you have other judgments, other findings as you think you do, and you think those are definite, those are correct, and this verse is conflicting with those, therefore those are correct, this verse must be wrong, you got to switch that up, I'm sorry. switch that up, the verses, correct? That other understanding, now there's a big question mark on it. I got to correct that other understanding, not what the verse is saying. We must be like that towards the words of the Holy Prophet. Of course, as the Prophet said, anything attributed to him first needs to be checked with the verse and the verses of the Quran. If those don't conform, then that means the Prophet did not say or do that. Things that conform with the Quran and the guidance in it tells us that this account is accurate, then if, again, those words, that conduct does not sound right, does not match a certain other understanding that we have outside of the Quran, outside of the sayings of the Prophet, don't question the conduct of the Prophet and how accurate, how correct, how right that is. No. Question that other thing that you were certain before you read this, before you heard the Prophet said this or did this, and it was clear the Prophet did or say, he did say this, he did do that. Whatever it was that I was clear and sure of before this, there's a question mark on it now. When it doesn't, these two conflict, when there's a conflict between them. The same goes with the words of Ali ibn Abi Talib, salawatullah wa salamuhu alayhi. The same goes with the conduct and words of Imam al-Mujtaba, Imam al-Husayn, Imam Zayn al-Abidin, all the way to the Imam of our time.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.